Two U.S. Capitol police officers are suing former President Trump for what they argue was his role in inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Officers James Blassingame and Sidney Hemby are suing over physical and emotional injuries they suffered during the riot and accuse Trump of aiding and abetting the attackers. They're each seeking at least $75,000 in damages and are the first officers to sue.
$75,000
in damages. Yeah. What were you thinking? It should be millions?
No. What you saw for $75,000?
How we get to the number?
How did they come up with that random number?
Yeah, that low ass number was fresh on him. You know, but we're gonna see how this go. Since they was the ones, not the police officers, but Donald Trump and his supporters was Blue Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. Well, let's find out.
Well. All right. Well, anyway, both officers suffered cuts and bruises to their heads, to their faces, arms, and backs. Trump has not, as of yet, commented on the lawsuit, but his defense team has previously argued that he did nothing to incite the riot.
He sent them down the street.
Yeah.
No, he's not gonna say anything. Mm-mm. But, I mean, I don't know who's the lawyer they went and got asking for $75,000. No, they could pay them off, and that's nothing to him.
Right.
Hell, he gave a porn star
$130,000. At least get that, huh?
Hell, he ain't even
asked for that.
Yeah, she didn't even get jumped on.
Wait, whoa.
No, I mean, really, if you get jumped on, you take your ass whooping down at the Capitol building doing your job in the line of duty, I think that's more important.
Yes, of course, because you're putting your life on the line. Yeah. Well, what do you think is a fair price or a decent price?
They should have been a couple million. You know, what are you talking about? $75,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man, if they settle for $25,000, what you got?
Yeah.
Who wants to get beat up for $25,000? Bear mace all in the face for $25,000. Now I got some partners to take that whole can. Pour it in over ice and sip it. I got some partners for $25,000. Take that Bear Mason, wear it every day. Spread on their clothes. They be walking around like it's cologne, just sick.
Mike Tyson didn't fight Holyfield for $25
million.
It's
back on, though. It's
back on now. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody didn't have their glasses on when that contract came.
All right, in other trending entertainment news, Gorilla Glue Girl, Tessica Brown is pregnant and expecting a child with her fiance. This will be her sixth child. She already has five children.
Six!
She made the announcement with,
he has.
How old is she?
She good and grown.
Yeah, she's good and grown. He has four children, her fiance, and she has five. Okay. And now they're pregnant.
So now we finna have 10?
Oh, that's good.
That's cool. It's all good.
Yeah.
No, they must all be glued together. How many?
This is a real blended family right here. Yeah.
This is a stuck family.
She's got five children. He's got four.
That's cool.
They're pregnant. All right.
I ain't mad about it. I'm scared
for
marriage.
All right. So, Steve, we got to get to this. Finally, in entertainment news, we'll talk about it coming up. In the versus battle, you will be judging. All right. Time for today's national news. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Here we go. Yesterday, on the third day of the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd murder trial, the court was shown video of Mr. Floyd in that convenience store just minutes before he was killed. He was being very friendly, laughing and joking, pleasant, talking to everybody. And then there was another video, a truly disturbing part, seeing George Floyd begging Derek Chauvin to get off his neck. I'm just warning you people, this is hard to listen to.
I can't breathe.
Take a seat.
Please, man.
Does he want to jail? He's under arrest right now for forgery.
I'll tell you.
Tell me what's going on.
For what? Please, man. I can't breathe.
Hey, come on out.
Look at you. Thank you. Thank you.
Get him down on the ground.
Ah,
on the ground.
Ah, my knees.
as you hear him say, forgery. Forgery for what? On the stand, the George Scott, the store clerk who said that the $20 bill that Floyd bought a piece of fruit and a pack of cigarettes with was fake. He testified that he felt very guilty, very horrible about what happened because he doesn't think George Floyd actually knew the bill he had was phony. And, you know, there are a lot of phony bills out there. And I had a phony bill one time. I didn't know it. I got it from the bank. By the way, the jury consists of 6 whites, 4 blacks, and 2 multiracial people, in all 7 women and 5 men. A Florida Republican Congressman, Matt Gaetz, the subject of Justice Department investigation. He's a real staunch Trump supporter. He's accused of having an inappropriate sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl and paying her to travel with him. That would be in violation of sex trafficking laws. If that's true, he claims he's innocent. Gaetz actually claims that he and his family are victims of an organized extortion plot, but he doesn't mention what exactly he's being blackmailed about. Dozens of the country's most prominent black business people are stepping up to defend voting rights in the wake of Georgia's passage of that bill last week, which appears to specifically aimed at keeping large numbers of black people from voting. 72 black business leaders have signed on to an open letter calling on their peers to stand up for racial justice, especially with the similar vote restrictive measures up for passage in about 43 other states. There are calls for boycotts of everything Georgia, Coca-Cola, Home Depot, Delta Airlines, to name a few. A spokesman for Delta, headquartered in Georgia, issued a statement actually praising parts of the new law. And former ESPN announcer Keith Olbermann called for a boycott of everything Delta. By the way, according to Nielsen, nostalgia is real big during the pandemic-related lockdowns, like family matters.
This elixir will improve my coordination, my posture.
Oh, Urkel, I miss him. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.